is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
It's time for Tell It to Stanya.
It's all about you. Ooh. Let's peel away the layers and focus on you. Ooh, what's going on inside? Let's talk about love and truth and the matter of who we are. Let's find out together on Tell It to Stanya.
Pleasant good afternoon. Stanya Davis here. That's right. I am Tell It to Stanya. I am she and she is me. Today, I feel dead good today. I'm in a good mood. You know, Brittany came in here. She told me something. She was waiting on me to say something to lash out. I am behaving today. I took a breath and all. She was shocked. She didn't even know what to say. Mm-hmm. That's how we rolling today. That's right. But anyway, guys, as you know, I live like several lifetimes in between Saturdays. And I told you last week that we were going to get into talking about something. And I have, what's your name is?
My same government name.
What's your same government? Because you know, y'all is more alias than thing, man.
No, ain't no alias up in here. My name is Heather.
Okay. Hello, Heather.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Stanya.
All right. Okay. So today we just jumping in. We jumping in, y'all. Now, before I jump in, I want to say this. If you would like to sponsor Tell It to Stanya, you can give me a call or message me 451-6767 if you'd like to sponsor the show. We have a special going on right now. So if you have a business, a service, or an event, and you would like to sponsor Stanya, Tell It to Stanya, give me a call. All right. Somebody already messaged me. They say, Stanya, I'm doing a wellness check on you from last night. Don't let the guests ruffle your feathers. Oh, that was from last week. Yay! Yeah, man. That was something last week. But, you know, that's the past now. We got to move on. We don't dwell in the past. The last time, because see, y'all think I don't read my Bible. The last woman who looked back, turned back, what happened to her?
Turned into salt.
Yeah. So we ain't trying to be salty. Mm-mm. All we're trying to do right now is move forward. So thank you for checking in, but that's the past. This is the Tell It to Stanya show. Okay. You hear that name in there?
Stanya.
Exactly. Tell It to Stanya.
I did a lot in prayer.
Exactly. So that's all I got to say with that. Now, you know, last week I said that we were going to talk about the safe woman. This way we go in today. Now, you know, last month, Heather, you was here with me when we did the last one, the love-struck woman.
The love-struck woman, yes.
Yeah, so today
had everybody quiet.
Yes, but this could be another quiet show. Now, guys, remember now, I was explaining the woman and all like that. Today, we talking about the truth about the safe. And when I say safe, the big quotation mark.
A.K.A.
The truth about the safe woman and why men love her. This way we go in today. Hi! That's where we go in today. Do you know what I mean by the safe woman, Heather?
A.K.A. the good girl.
Yeah, the good girl.
The good, good girl.
Listen, the
quote,
good...
quote, good girl.
The good, decent set. Mm. Right, because you know, guys, listen, I come here today on a serious note now. I come to free y'all from mental slavery. That's what I come to do today. I come in today, I break in woman/girl code. That's what I doing today. I am breaking the code because I realize, guys, I here for y'all today. Listen, it all about y'all today. Because I realize y'all is be getting do right in.
I think they like it though.
Y'all is be getting do right in. Like, listen, who y'all think is be the good girl, don't be the good girl. And who y'all think is the bad girl, don't be the bad girl. Now, sometimes the good girl is be the bad girl. So what I trying to do right now, I am here for y'all. Today, Heather.
Yes.
I am the Man STEM life coach.
Okay. Because you know, the last time they said you wasn't there for them.
I got to break it down. Although I did explain to them about the woman, you know, the love-struck woman and what her, you know, what's going on with her.
Yes.
But now we're going to talk about the truth about the safe woman and why y'all so attracted to this woman.
Carry on. Let's go. Let's go. We got a good hot hour.
Okay. Didn't you say you had a similar conversation?
I did.
What that was about before I jump into this?
We had a conversation recently, some friends and I, and we were talking about how do I put this on the radio?
Without talking about other people?
Yeah. We were just trying to figure out why some men, we're talking about Bahamian men now, we're trying to see why some Bahamian men like the bad girls. I say quote unquote bad girls. Don't come for me. But okay. Anyway.
They don't got a message for you. I can read it right now.
That's fine. But they marry the good girl.
That's it right there. That's
anyway,
it.
So I don't want to get too much into it.
No, you,
I don't want,
you
I don't want
here,
to jump the
you
gun.
You here with me. Yeah. So, let's get to see. Yeah. I need your 5 cents. Because you out here. You ooh, out here. Because here's the guess what now. See, we would be the bad girls. But I'm going to make this about us right now.
No.
You ready?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go.
Okay, guys. Y'all ready. And the person said, I'm glad you're here for us, Tania. And tell Heather, no, men do not like it.
That's what y'all say.
That's what y'all say. Anyway, so where we're going to go today is I'm going to tell you about the characteristics of this safe woman, the good girl. Okay? Hmm. And then I'm going to tell you about why men like her, like this woman. I'm also going to tell you what kind of man is also drawn to this woman and why he's drawn to this woman. And then we even go into the Bible. I so ready for this Bible one. I got Bible y'all to death today.
I remember two names, Vashti and Esther. Carry on.
And let me tell y'all something. And I got to go there because Stanya is not a woman of church. Stanya's not a woman of church.
Yeah.
But I's a woman of God.
Woman of God, that's fine.
I'm a woman
God
of God.
God knows your heart.
That's what I need y'all to understand. Stanya is a woman of God. The church, and I used to go to church sometime. I ain't gonna lie, I used to go sometime, but y'all know. I ain't touching that. Let's get into it. So let's start with the safe woman characteristics. I'm going to show you how she be manipulating people. How y'all see her, and how to spot this heifer.
Man, is she still a good girl, though?
Let's go.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, I ready.
Okay. and by the way, guys, if y'all have a story, but how y'all guessing by who y'all thought was a good woman, y'all know I know Z. Text me 422-4796. Please text me 422-4796. And listen, y'all write this number down, man. Or you could also call me 323-6232. That's the other calling number 325-4316. 325-4316. 325-4259. Okay, guys, let's go. This what this woman looking like, the good and the bad, and how she out here manipulating people, doing food. Okay. Number one, she has the ability to appear as innocent. Innocent and quiet and demure.
Cutesy?
Yes. I know about all that because that's another thing I got here.
Okay.
She has the ability. Notice what I say, y'all.
Ability.
The ability to appear as innocent. I ain't say she innocent. I said the ability to appear as innocent. Now, why is this such a manipulative thing? Now, how you gonna be mean to someone who's so innocent? You get what I'm saying, Heather?
And yes.
This is why she appears to be innocent to you guys. Because you're not gonna be mean to mother. You're not gonna be mean to someone who's nice and sweet. Because if you're mean to that person, then you're the stink meanie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She has the ability to be innocent, guys.
And it smells like manipulation early.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But they don't see that. Y'all don't see that.
But man, you know, in the streets, we call this game.
She got game. The good girl safe woman got game. So listen, guys. She appears to be innocent. She appears to be quiet. She's not. She's, now I ain't saying all. Okay, let me say this. I'm not saying all. But this is how she manipulates. Okay. Second characteristic. She's helpless.
Oh, damsel in distress.
She can't do nothing for herself.
Man, the men love that. Stop.
And
stop.
You know why they love it?
Because they feel strong. They feel they're needed.
Because not... See, you're getting ahead, but yes. we only got to touch on it a little bit. But she... Because she needs to be rescued. She helpless. Oh, she lived struggling. Listen.
This is a game. I tell you. It's a real game.
Like, she need this man. I remember... Boy, anyhow. I can talk my business a little bit today. I ain't gonna lie.
Just touch it. Like,
don't worry, guys. All the men I've loved before, I ain't gonna call y'all name. Okay, Johnny? Henry? No, just kidding. I never even think nobody with them name. Only kidding. But no. She appears, guys, to be helpless. Y'all have to come and rescue her. Like, what is she gonna do if she don't have...
Without him?
Yeah, without you. Okay.
As I take notes. Go ahead.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, and another show. Listen, this one other thing. I crazy and my friends crazy. we did one experiment, say how to get your man back, and it did work. I gotta share this with y'all, man. I gotta share this with y'all on another show. Anyway. Okay, guys. So y'all hear this? She's innocent. So you can't be mean to her. She's helpless. You have to rescue her. Okay? This is what this looked like. So sometimes this looks like, okay. And this in line, actually, because they need the man. So these two kind of go together. So I may touch on this. But you ever heard, like, a man? I remember this guy was dating, right? I tell you.
We done heard this all before.
So anyway, when I pull up now, I never even hear about this ex-girlfriend. But when I reached, she was there too, right? So anyway, I try to figure out what's going on here. So anyway... He done talked to her dead bad, right? Mm. But a week or two later, because we done break up from she was there. Mm-hmm. Stanya, let's say her name is Lisa. Uh-huh. Lisa living here. Lisa living there. Well, how Lisa living?
What? With your man?
How? No, I say we done break up by then because she was there.
Cause...
Yeah, no. Remember now, I had the eyes a runner. Eyes run. There's a little alarm would just go off in me. Run, Stanya, run! Anyhow, so I say, why? How come she live in there? She ain't had no place to go. Helpless. This woman will come across like she don't have no support. She her family don't help her. She ain't got no friends. She got nobody to turn to but you. Without you, listen, it just gone downhill. It's done downhill. Okay, guys. Well, y'all ain't. I can always tell when they listening though. Y'all don't message me.
They waiting for the next one. They waiting for the next one.
Woo woo. Okay, next one. She's always a victim. Now, when you are the victim.
What a sec. This sound like Tinga Mummy. Jesus. Go ahead.
So and so. Mm-hmm. And listen, when you are the victim, well, then you got to be protected.
Yeah.
You got to be protected.
Because now that goes back to your second point.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
You got to be protected, Heather.
I wish y'all could see my little violin playing.
You ever watch SpongeBob? And SpongeBob, Mr. Krabs got one little small little violin.
I swear, man. Oh, God.
Brittany, we ain't got no violin playing, eh? We ain't got no little violin,
She
got
to dig that up.
Yeah. Have that violin on hand. She's the victim, and she has to be protected. And, you know, men are protectors.
They are protectors.
So
you and providers. Yes. So therefore.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This girl got game, boy. Y'all around here, y'all joking.
Ladies who are the real good girls, nice girls, please take note.
Man, I need because direct,
this
yes.
How, this how you, I think this how you keep them.
How you get the fella, that's
I
right.
I don't know if how you keep them, but how you get them.
Okay, now let's go on to the next point now. She boring in bed.
Wait a minute. Okay, mic drop, phone drop.
Let me see who headphone drop. Let me see who texting me on my personal phone.
So wait a minute.
That bomb. That's right. Can we follow this? Hello? My producer, Brittany.
Good job, Brittany. Man, look here. Brittany's beyond it.
Let's get here. Boring in bed. This is why. Let me tell you.
Hold on, man. Stanya, stop.
What?
See, because my thing is now you may be mixing up the viewers, the listeners.
Boring. Yeah, here's no boring. Yeah, go on.
How you have all this game and you boring in your...
Boring in bed.
I would have expected people to think that the actual good girl the real good girl to be born in bed, but faux pas. Mic drop next.
Born in bed. That's why they. That's why the guys is be out here in the streets. That's why they still getting cheating on. Cheated on too. They're born in bed. Sometimes their sex drive don't be that high. Listen, guys, y'all ain't got to tell me if I right or wrong.
Guys,
you know.
Hold on. Stanya, 2 seconds. Stop all right all the mans them.
Go on, come here, because we got plenty to go through.
I need y'all to please call in, text, if this is the case. Y'all can call anonymously, text anonymously, because I am having a very difficult time believing that number.
I'm telling you.
Boring in bed.
They're boring in bed. That's why
you
guys
got all this
go
game,
on.
But you're boring in place. Bed. Okay, carry on. Because me and you can fight in the other day.
Go on. Because see, you done on 1:30. It's 1:21. And you see Dwight done give me extra half an hour. Let's
go ahead.
Okay. As a matter of fact, usually men are not really attracted to this woman. Sometimes, but usually men ain't really too attracted to her.
Okay, so... Oh boy.
She's not that physically attractive. Men who have
how you catch the guy's eye?
Listen, remember now, men are they're predators. They're predators.
So you go after ugly fish? After ugly fish.
No, but and when I say predators, guys, I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean like
you
all go looking for the woman. That's what
hunt.
I mean. You're hunters. Yes. That's what I mean. I mean like predators, like because we're all predators.
You got some predators, but anyway.
Mm-hmm. We're all predators.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I mean it like that. They could spot this woman. She looks quiet. That's what I remember. Let me tell you something. The other day, I went out for lunch, right? And I just right there sitting there watching. And most all the women who came in there who had man's them.
What?
They were not women. Not that they were not attractive women now. Don't get me wrong. They're not ugly. I mean, they could be, but not. But you, they're not. I'm not saying. But they're just kind of plain. Like most men wouldn't be physically drawn or attracted to her.
Let me tell you the thing about that. Here's what the guys are saying about that. And I want the guys to also chime in on this. The guys are now saying, well, they've been saying this. Oh, it ain't about the looks.
Right.
Y'all here worried about the looks. But
because
that's
they
saying,
want the safe woman.
Yeah, there you go.
They want the safe woman. Then the safe woman got some good qualities, you know.
But they up in V12 with the next one.
Yes. Mm-hmm, there's a reason why the man like her. Because she's giving the appearance that she's innocent. See, you done come inside here with your big booty, Heather.
Oi.
They done scared of you.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. They intimidated. They tell me that. Anyway, that's
a
different
day. I wouldn't say intimidated, but you are going to attract too much attention for this type of man.
Definitely.
This type.
Not
right,
my type
this
of man. Wrong man. That's the next show.
Okay.
Next line.
Yes. Yes, remember, there's someone for everyone, ugly or not. I agree.
That's true.
Yes, yes, texted her. Yes, I said, some people like tall women, short women, tall man, short man, fat woman, small woman.
Mm-hmm.
Women who dark. Yes, I agree. And what is beautiful to you is not, right.
Eye in the beholder.
What I'm saying is that when we talk about cultural standards, then she's not, quote unquote, attractive, if you understand, right? People are not. And I say, no, that's why I say the woman is, you ain't listening, eh? Get out your feelings for 2 seconds, y'all. Okay, here we go. Number 6. She's a little afraid. She kind of scary. So this how she's manipulated the fellas. Now they got to come home.
You mean the victim?
Yes. Be back to, I inside the house only. I here by myself.
I won't be home all day.
Listen, oh, no. I thought something happened to you. I thought something had happened to you.
I ain't gonna lie, as a man, that make me feel good, though. A woman stressing over me.
This for you to come home, guys. Yes. This the manipulation. This woman, she's so scary. So if somebody's scary, you could be that little fragile. You ain't want to hurt them too. I mean, they still get hurt. But you can't hurt them. You can't be too mean to them. You get what I'm saying? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Right. I gotta leave this one. This another big one, but I gotta leave that one for the end.
Okay.
They need this man. So it's just like when I was talking about the woman when I said that she
needs.
She ended up staying there or whatever. Mine needs to be a little like anyhow. But what it is that this man is definitely the prize in this relationship. Like if he actually leaves, he taking plenty with him. You get what I'm saying?
So he believes.
Yes, but he taking plenty. Because usually, too, as a matter of fact, when this woman get this man, for the most part, think about your friend. Mm. You know so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
These women is end up not have to work no more. Well, it won't be this woman, boy.
Yeah, but... boy. I won't be her. I won the game, but I won't be her. You ain't gonna leave me high and dry. No, boy.
Okay.
I can take off.
Here we go. This woman also kind of brings the basic value to the man. And when I say basic value, meaning she's cooking, she's doing that, she stay home, she don't go out.
The bare minimum domesticated things?
Yes. Mm. Now, what is very, like, I find this weird, though. And you know what, guys? I could be talking about this. Remember I said I was going to bring the Bible in. I'm bringing it in a little early, but I could go deeper with y'all. So let me give y'all so y'all could be ready for me. Y'all like the Ephesians
5. I thought it was Proverbs 31.
No.
Hey!
No. The Proverb, they ain't check. They ain't really read that Proverbs 31. And that's why I could read it for y'all today.
Because
mm-hmm. I go in there, Heather. They prefer the Ephesians 5, chapter 5, verse 22 to 24. Let me read this for y'all. I say I wasn't going to get into this early on because it's only 126.
Repeat it. Ephesians 5.
I got it, man. I done screenshot this. Y'all think I don't do no research before I come inside.
Ephesians 5, 21.
I say 22.
22.
Verse 22 to 24. Guys, follow with me. Get your Bible out.
Okay, all right. Oh, yeah, geez.
This, okay. Here, now where are you going now? Hold on. I got a million things. No, I can't see.
Oh, this one.
Yeah.
This, the Bible, the church loves this one.
Yes. Hold on. I ready for y'all. Hey, where it is. Okay, here we go. Ephesians 5, chapter 5, verse 22 to 24. This is the woman that men lead into. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Okay, that is the woman that guys lean into. I can read the Proverbs 31 woman a little later. Mm-hmm. I can read that. Coming back to that. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys. Where I was in this little thing?
He's on number 7.
Okay, 7, right.
Oh, yes. No, I think we... Yeah, we number 7. Yes, you can skip one.
Right. Okay. So the next one is, right, basically, okay. She has the ability to endure a lot.
Long-suffering.
She's long-suffering. She could put up with plenty. Okay, hold on this one. Oh, no. No, child, where the charger for this text line? Child, y'all, hold on. Let me do this in because I need y'all to text me. But you're a little quiet, though. You don't even say nothing. Anyway, let's carry on, okay? All right. The last one, this is the one I didn't want to say, that I said I was going to leave for last about this woman. Okay, go ahead. These women, these same quiet woman, and y'all fellas, this when this could resonate, somebody could come to mind right now. These women, this woman I talk about, this quote-unquote safe woman,
mm-hmm.
she's hurt, man, in a big way. And when she's hurt, I want to say the N-word, but online, I got to be little. See, my mommy says she ain't understand how she sent me to college and I speak in the
word. You can say Negroes.
Right.
Negroes.
She hurts men in a big way. Okay? Like, and they don't see it coming. They would swear for this woman, I'm telling you.
The ego of a Negro.
I'm telling you, like, where on the... Oh, let me tell you, back to the story with
the
lady when mm-hmm. she cake up, right? This the same woman who done called the police, who done had this dude lock up for something not related to her. Just being wicked. I know countless. I mean, so many things come to... Woman who done... Okay, whether or not... You see how when we see... this man and make all kind of woman. I mean, sorry, all kind of money. And then the woman won about half of his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Mind you, she ain't contribute at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Or all this time, this woman had one other man. This woman, or she exposing this man. She telling people the man business. She hurts this man in a big way. Guys, I need to hear y'all's story. Y'all can't tell me. Y'all out here and
no
woman
man.
Who y'all thought was good. Never hurt y'all.
People can know their voice and their story. They can link it.
If y'all brave enough to share your story with me. if y'all are brave enough to share your story. Is this Tell It to Stania? I don't know nobody number. I don't take this number down and try to figure this number out. Send me the text message, y'all. I know y'all don't get hurt.
Do you think it happens more in different generations? Or you think
it's
circling now?
Heather.
It's coming back around.
Heather, men have been hurt. I'm being serious now. Mm-hmm. We talk about, do this to us. Men have been hurt. I'm telling you, men have been hurt. Like, I mean, story after story. I can't see, unfortunately, as the number one life coach here in the Bahamas.
Oi?
I can't talk people business because then I wouldn't have a business. But what I'm saying is that men have been hurt, and they have been hurt from women who they thought were good women. They thought that they were safe women. They thought that this woman, and see, that's now it goes back to the Proverbs 30. Read the whole thing, but there's one line inside the Proverbs 31 woman, and you know what it says? She will do him no harm. But y'all focus on the Ephesians 5 woman. The Proverbs 31, if you pull it up, she will do him no harm. Women out here harming guys, I'm telling you, they embarrassing them or they sneaky and they doing a bunch of foolishness. And these men thought that these women were good.
And then when the good girl comes along, there's a hot mess. Keep on going.
But I'm saying this is why they think that they are good women. And I ain't talking about everyone, y'all. I ain't saying all the women's them. I just saying.
No, you got a few. You got a good few. Guess what? I have an opinion on this. I think most of this happened back in the day. Those manipulative women, they back in the day, strong.
I ain't saying nothing. Anyhow, this done. What time is it? Because I got to go to commercial
break. It's 1:32.
Brittany, take me to commercial break. When we come back, we're going to go deeper into why do men like this woman? And also, what kind of man
this is
who is like drawn? Not what you're talking about, like this is. No, I hear for my brothers. What kind of man or the characteristics of this man who is usually drawn to this safe/good woman? Y'all, one more time. This in the text line. I gonna break y'all. Could text me 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Tell it to Stania. Share your story. I charge $250 per hour. This your free session. Brittany, take me to commercial break, please. Thanks.
Struggling with life's problems? Love, business, health, or family? Negative vibes affecting your life? Call Master Donik Maharaj, psychic and spiritual healer, expert in astrology, horoscopes, palm reading, face reading, tarot, love reading, spiritual analysis, and more. Find a solution to your problem within days. Call or WhatsApp 454-0787 today and get private, affordable results with Master Donik Maharaj. One call can change your life.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. In a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. they're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
And we are back. Tell it to Stania. Stania Davis. I am here with Heather. And we are talking about the truth about the safe/good woman and why men love her. Y'all be messaging me, y'all calling me. Y'all ain't checking for me today. I must be mashing corns or what? What's happening? Are y'all just
waiting.
Listening?
They waiting. They
waiting?
Mm-hmm. Men, that's another thing. Some men don't like to reveal that. That's a weakness.
But
so they ain't gonna reveal
that's
that.
True. Listen, all of us done been mash up. Heather. Everybody been mash up. Okay? Everybody done been mash up and dog out. You ain't ever had your era of the bad boy?
Oh, girl, bye. The bad boy is what's trending.
No, child. What child? I's a tired body, yeah. Like, I ain't that.
That is what's trending. No, literally, that's what's trending.
Ooh, okay. You see? This is very interesting. See, you're ahead of it. I'm cycling back to this one, too. I'm going to read this message. But anyhow, and Heather actually made a good point where she was saying that, you know, the good girl or the safe woman or what have you is not necessarily this person, like your wife or girlfriend. It could be someone, your mommy too.
Yeah.
It could be the mother where you got your mommy, like she's just, you know, so innocent.
They're teaching the men how to be groomed to like a quote unquote safe, good woman.
That's another thing. Okay, so here we go. Let me read this message. One thing with y'all now, when I ask for my text message, y'all is message, and I appreciate that.
Big ups to the texters.
Yes, my texters. I haven't told you because I can't text back on this phone, so that's why I just have to say it. I love y'all, and I appreciate y'all. Y'all really, right, y'all is keeping me going. That's how I know people listening. Thank you. As a matter of fact, it's because of y'all that Tell It to Stania is an additional half an hour. So I have to say thank you. Seriously. Now I just need y'all to sponsor the show. I got one sponsor, but I need y'all to sponsor the show now. So I ain't asking too much.
Okay,
let me read what this person said.
Because I waiting.
Stanley, I do hope the other guys have stories to share, because fortunately I don't, because my mother taught me from a child to never trust a woman. I get into you. I'm happy you say that. That's why everything I own is in her name and will remain that
Hold
way
on.
After marriage. Dang good now.
Hold
Come on.
On
now.
Hold on.
Yeah, that's not good.
I don't want to shame the texter. Thank you for being open.
Mm-hmm.
But can we touch on that soon,
too? You're going, man.
Okay, so before you even finish that text, thing I heard was put everything in my mommy name. Men, why are we putting things in our mother's name? Why? Just so that the woman can't have it? Or what, she's going to live longer than you? Or are you taking care of mommy? Now, if you're taking care of mommy, that's a different story. I'm not going against that. But really and truly, why are we putting things in our mother's name, especially if we're looking to have a spouse?
And if you continue reading on with the Ephesians 5, chapter 5, it'll tell you how to say, man, you have to, you know, leave your family, leave your mommy, whoever, and cleave to your, and go to your wife. Okay, I want to read this text message. This person said, hey, unfortunately, I have to leave the car. That's right. Unfortunately, they enjoying this little thing here. Hello. Leave the car so won't be able to hear your response. I know I'm getting ahead of it, so may have missed your actual context, but I want to share that there isn't any difference between the Ephesians and Proverbs woman when properly lived out. I agree with you, but what I have noticed is that they only, because the Ephesians 5, chapter 5, woman, because it's just a small little thing, they zoom in on that one thing, even though the Proverbs 31 clearly, yeah, laid out.
It's talking about just more aspects of the woman.
Yes, but anyway, but yes, and I love that you're messaging. And yes, thank you for messaging. Submission doesn't equal servitude, giving up one's will or thinking or strength. Real submission shows up in differences. And where are differences if you don't have a will or thoughts of your own? Instead, it's like when dealing with your leader at work, bringing your abilities to bear for the direction the leadership sets.
The better the talent, the better the team moves. Both women actually operate from a place of love and regard for their partner and family. Yes. Like I said, I ain't talking about all women. I just talking about the tricky set.
And that's why, and that comment right there is why the men can't differentiate. Because it's such a fine line between the both of them.
Yes. And once again, guys, you know, I say this all the time. And I said this before we even came on the shows. Heather was giving me some, she was giving me some advice. And I said, yeah, you know, the wise woman, and I said this on the show many times, the wise woman knows that she doesn't know everything. And of course, she corrected me and she said, the wise person. So I, and I'm saying this because I love when you guys text. One, I don't know everything. Two, this is your show. I want to know what you're thinking. And I am also, you know, we are all teachers of life, but we are also students of life. So as this woman that I am open to also learning from you. Okay, guys, that goes for women and men. That goes for everyone. So I have no problem when you share your knowledge with me as well. All right, so I just wanted to say that. Okay, next message. It says, hi, Stania. I am enjoying your conversation. I understand what you're talking about, and I have friends who fit these situations. Yeah, man.
We all do.
This is why I say in this, I know females who fit this, where the guy is saying they're just the sweetest little thing. Mm-mm, ain't nothing sweet about them.
Until it's beast mode.
Yeah, and then, and like I said, and I know that there are men who have been caught up in this woman. And a lot of times what I've noticed, like if I say, well, how come you married this person? A lot of times I'll say, oh, well, she was okay. You know, she was in a bad-looking woman and she could give me children. That's what they would say, things like that. And then years later, it would be like, boy, if I had to do it again, or if I get married again, they would say, I would look for a woman who could maybe help me do this, da-da-da. Which leads into the Proverbs 31 woman. Okay? I haven't touched it, but if we look at the, you know, we talk about the independent woman, or this woman who out here doing things and have a business and all like that, that is the Proverbs 31 woman. But men shy away from her. And I'm going to tell you why. I mean, it's obvious. And guess what now? This type of woman, whether or not good, bad, whatever, she is safe because she appears to be, and this is, see, we got a caller coming in, because I was just going to get into why men like this woman. Brittany, we have somebody who's calling. Man, see this tonight? I love when y'all call and y'all share. Yeah, man. You see this? This is how God is working too, you know, Heather. You see how I ask for, for feedback and people to call and text.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. That's how God has worked too. All you got to do is
ask. Put it in the atmosphere.
That's right. Hey. That's why I ask him to sponsor the show.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Brittany getting me together. Brittany say you're talking too much. Caller, let's go.
Hey, good afternoon, Sonia. What's going on?
Not a thing. How are you, darling?
Yeah, second time caller, my friend.
Okay.
Boy, you had a hot show last weekend, but I said Slick wasn't playing.
Well, I got to bring him back on. I got to bring him back on.
Yeah, Slick like Big P Diddy, man. He like his bread buttered on two sides.
I ain't got nothing to say about that. I have to protect
now, him. Now, the caller, that's the gentleman, that's the dumbest thing I ever hear.
Which
I know friends and people who do that. Put everything in their mother name, and then she died, and leave will everything to their brother or their sister.
Oh,
that's the dumbest thing in the world to do.
I agree.
Yeah,
she had a villain, everything there, because you put it in her name, she could say who she want to give it to and everything. You don't have no more say on it no more.
That's true.
So why do
now,
men do
I
it?
I have a question for you and the lady in there.
Okay, go on.
If your woman don't go down on you, does that make her a bad woman? See, these women them nowadays, they want you go down on them, but they don't want to give no heads. Oh, the children are the schooling. I go on.
No, Master, you got to stay.
No, we got to go. We got to answer that. Okay, you see why I phone go start this podcast. Let me see if the white message me. Because see, Brittany, you ain't here that day. Oh, disconnect. I'm getting some feedback, Brittany. Oh, Dwight, he must see. I know Dwight here that. Listen, how you release this phone? I got the button.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen.
You say yours and I'll say mine.
Heather, you take this because see, I done had spicy.
Master Will. I don't know I don't know which angle I want to take this from.
Go on, Heather.
I'm a grown woman, so I can take this from a grown woman's perspective to answer a grown man. So in my opinion, I believe it does not make her less of a good woman, but it's sounding like the same woman we're talking about today. Y'all caught up in all of the good, well, let me not say the good, the things that y'all perceive to be good. And then when it comes to the sex, it's, can I say sex?
Yeah, man.
When it comes to the intimate time, it's lousy. It's lousy. So now you're going to go to Cheetahs or you're going to go somewhere else or go find your little entertainment mm-hmm. or pleasures mm-hmm. from something that can give you it fast, fast, fast. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, this is the same woman y'all we talking about today. The same exact woman. She bad in bed. She poor in bed. And if she don't want to give you what you give her, well.
Okay. Let me read this text message I got here. Yeah, because, I mean, personally, I feel as though, I mean, if it's not totally demeaning, right?
It's never demeaning. It's natural.
No, I ain't talking about that act. Oh. I mean other acts.
Of course.
Right. Then
no, you mean the
I'm talking about the other acts that people like maybe
the acts.
Well, that yeah. But what I'm saying is that also you have to have these conversations. You know, you should have conversations with your mate. Like, listen, baby, I love when you do this, or this makes me feel like you really care.
How
about
many
me
men you know
this?
Will do that? But Stania.
Heather.
Come on now.
Okay, but this is why we have to show Heather.
Exactly.
I'm trying to say, this is like when men tell us things and then we're like, no, but da da da, and we have to listen.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, I'm saying this to you, that this is how you go about it. I've said this before on the show. I'm going to say this again. If y'all say to a woman, oh, yeah, when you come home, I can go da 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 da. That don't really do nothing for a woman. Just like we just different. If a woman calls you and say, today is blank, like what do you say? Go down this.
Mm-hmm.
Where you is, honey? Or you? He's coming home. He coming straight home because he wants that. If you do that to the woman, that does it. But then again, some women just have low libido too. That's another thing.
No, low That's libido. Come on now. I on the men's them team today. For real, for real. Low libido don't mean you can't do certain other acts. Don't come home doing
okay,
that.
Okay, hold on. See y'all, but y'all fresh too. And then two guys too. this kind of man who actually is with this kind of woman. See, call who call. You're not this type. You don't sound like you're this type of man. This type of man too, though, because he perceives this woman as very innocent and demure and quiet, right? A lot of times, if that woman come and do that, he'll see her as a bad woman. You get what I'm saying? These the guys, if a woman want to come and introduce something different, this type of man can say, where you learn that from? You, because you're bad.
I've heard
you
a
get
guy,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've heard
that's
a guy
why,
say, I don't want my wife to do
that's
X,
what
Y,
I'm
Z.
Saying. See, caller, you who called, you, right, I ain't talking about you. Ooh. And that's why we're going to get into what kind of man this is. This the kind of man who's with this woman too. He likes that his woman gives this persona, you know. He likes that she's quiet. He likes this stuff. And he's carrying this view of her straight across the board. If this the kind of man who's with this kind of woman, if this woman try and introduce something like that or even attempt to do these type
He'd
of things in
off.
A way, he could think she bad. Okay. Mm-hmm. Unless, you know, anyway, let's go on. Okay, good afternoon, Stanian guest. When you spoke of the woman who men say are boring in bed, I feel that the woman may or may not be clueless where performance is concerned, but let him feel that he is a teacher. And then if it's not to her expectations, then the tigress emerges. Yeah, man. But I think personally, I feel like Bahamian women, I'm saying all now.
Some Bahamian women.
I feel like a large percentage of Bahamian women, that's another show we could talk about. We are not comfortable with our sexuality. Bahamian women, like, I don't feel, yeah. And, you know, I had this conversation with a friend. Somebody's talking about. And
it's because we're religious. We don't do them things.
You know what? Let me go. Okay. You know what? Let me go because it'll be done. Okay, Stania, I promise you, if you send me one nice petite woman, I'll sponsor your show. Listen, I used to be a matchmaker. Look how you go. Cost me fine one little gal. Not little gal now. I mean children. I mean
slim
a
built.
Slim person. I got to be careful because y'all... You'll be acting away sometime. That's all I'm saying. Hold on. Okay, good afternoon. You got Tanya. Stanya, man. A name after my daddy. He's Stan and I'm Stanya. Hi, daddy. Daddy on vacation in London.
Mm.
That's what my 84-year-old daddy is doing.
Okay. He's on vacation with his wife.
Okay.
And their friends, because it's her birthday today. Okay. Good afternoon, Stanley and guests, the gentleman who wondered why the lady did not return the favor that you extended. He need to check his hygiene. Now, I gonna go to the next one, because there's some women who just don't want to do it too now. I mean, that might be a thing, but some women just...
she just don't like him like that.
That's another thing.
Because, you know, when women love...
Go on.
They go in all over the place.
That's right.
Okay, then.
When they like that man, I'll tell you something. And when that man being good to them... If
oh, my goodness. Woman, you have a stripper...
Everything.
A stripper.
That's right.
A demon.
No one's bad.
Demon time all day.
But you know what? Like I said, I had a conversation with a friend. And so she was... So I can't remember. I don't know if I was saying how men tell me that women want it 2 times a week or something like that. And so my
friend... To do what?
Said, you see, this is the problem with you right now, either. So my friend said, yes, Danny, that's the norm. I said, not the women who I coach or not in my camp or the women I know. She said, yeah, because they're women like you. It's right, but y'all is a different breed of woman. It's me. Okay, cool. Point taken. But seriously, so I started asking women, and what I realized is that yes, that is the norm. But listen, we gotta stay on track. We ain't talking about sex now, man.
Clearly we need to have a deliverance show.
All that I talking about, y'all only let's go back here. Now, why do men like this woman? They like the woman because she appears to be safe. She appears to be quiet. She gives an appearance of stickability.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she is predictable. When, let me tell you all something now, guys. Back to this woman. She appears to be predictable. I am telling you today, October the 18th, 2025. Men, I hear for y'all. Y'all don't know plenty things but that woman. Y'all would be shocked. I'm telling y'all. I'm telling y'all, men. Believe, y'all don't believe nothing I say. Y'all would be shocked. There's plenty things y'all don't know about this woman. They like this woman too because she doesn't ask many questions.
Oh, God.
She's not asking questions. You with your big mouth head and me with my big mouth. We come in with all kind of... from you say, right? That, what
once
say?
Again, our big mouth know when to be quiet. We're the right man.
Agreed.
Oh, okay.
Agreed. Agreed. And like I tell people all the time, or, you know, if I meet someone, tell it to Stania and Stan people.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing I like more than going and go curl up in my man arm. I might be 6'13", but I won't curl up in the man arm because there's safety and protection. Mm-hmm. It feels so good.
Now you straying. Come back to us.
Somewhere else. Okay.
Okay.
Anyhow, listen. It's plenty of things y'all don't know. Number two. This woman, they like this woman because she doesn't ask questions. Remember earlier too when I said that this woman, you know, she endures a lot. So this man, she could even know that he's seeing other people or whatever, but she ain't going nowhere. She's not going anywhere. She's staying right there. Okay? This woman, men like her because she does not compete with this man. And they see competition. We back to the Proverbs 31 woman. The Proverbs 31 woman in the average Bahamian man mindset. She is more, I can read it for y'all. She's that CEO. She's the one, she buying property. She doing all these things.
She getting the money and she flipping it from the
right.
Money. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? This woman
she's multiplying.
Here, yes. And guess what? And let me say this, the same man who was cake up with the lady who I tell you about when she move in. But a week or 2 weeks after that, he was calling me, Sandy, man, come on. He was like, you know how, he couldn't even put one little proposal together because I used to do the proposals. Okay? Or he was like, Sandy, could you go and get some jobs for me? Could you help me? Blah, blah, blah. Right.
G-U-D.
So you still had to come, right? You still had to come over there because, like I said, this good woman, she only giving you the basics. She's not pouring into you. Okay? The Proverbs 31, okay, healthy Proverbs 31 woman. I'll strain a little bit. Let me tell you what she looked like. Her man is the lead. See, I won't get into this yet, but because I done probably ain't got enough time. Her man is the leader. Her man is out at the forefront. He is not intimidated by this woman. This woman, though, could hold her own. Let me tell y'all what a Proverbs 31 woman look like.
Hi.
Hello. But for some of y'all. Lady Pinlin. She was as much a politician as her husband.
But she knew when to step down.
Yes. But mm-hmm. she shined. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to another. Let's go international. Michelle Obama.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She had her own person. She had the fade in the back.
I have an example of good woman. Who are you talking about?
Who?
Not the good woman who we're talking about today.
Right.
Melania Trump.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I scared of Melania, boy.
Yeah, because she Russian or whatever she is.
No, boy, scared. I be scared.
But anyway, be straying.
Yeah.
Be straying.
But okay, guys. This woman, he's with her. She don't ask questions. She let this man do whatever he wants to do for the most. Okay? This kind of man. Okay. She's not, they see competition as this woman who maybe have her own personality, her own things going on. They see that as competition. This person they want to lead. They like this woman because this woman appears to be submissive. Mind you, she controlling, but anyway. Submissive. Okay? They see this woman as valuable. This woman reminds them of their mother. Because all y'all is one mother's son. Reminds them of the mother or the mother that they wish they had.
This is when you drop
this
the mic, Brittany.
Man. Brittany, drop the bomb. Let me say it again.
Say it one more time.
This woman, they like this woman because they see this woman as valuable. A lot of times I've heard men even say that they figured this person could give them children. And this person is a good mother to their children. That's why they see this woman as valuable because the woman reminds them of their mother or the mother they wish they had. Drop the ball.
We need a show on mama's boys here. Okay, continue on.
This thing keep dropping out, man. I tell y'all I was in a good mood. I was ready for y'all today. I behaving myself. Okay. Let me go on. Guys, I'm going to go on. You know what? Let me take one little quick commercial because it's going on 2 o'clock and I done only got 30 minutes. Brittany, take me to commercial. When we come back, we're going to talk a little deeper about the kind of man who's actually attracted to this woman. Y'all ain't really going to listen to me, but I can still share it. And also, we could go into the Proverbs 31 woman versus Ephesians 5 woman. Take me out, Brittany. We could be back after the commercial break.
Of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to, your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Struggling with life's problems? Love, business, health, or family? Negative vibes affecting your life? Call Master Danik Maharaj, psychic and spiritual healer, expert in astrology, horoscopes, palm reading, face reading, tarot, love reading, spiritual analysis, and more. Find a solution to your problem within days. Call or WhatsApp 454-0787. Private, affordable results with Master Danik Maharaj. One call can change your life.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
And we are back.
And we are you having a good time there? Yeah, you enjoying the show?
Every time I'm on the show, darling, I'm having a blast. I'm having a dandy.
Yeah. Well, what was that? Listen, Heather, I can't bother you because Heather said that we need to have a show.
We do.
She said that we have to do a show about sex education.
And not the one where you're trying to put the plastic on the
pokers?
The pokers, the poker, or the whatever. Poker. I don't know what the... but anyway, so we ain't looking for that because we grown now. 96.9 is not the show for the babies. You could come in if you're younger to get some wisdom, but everybody knows how to do what we do. But it's like, I think from the questions.
You know what? I said I wanted to do like how to be a gentleman thing, but the women need it too. The women and the men need it. The women and the men need it. I'm telling you.
Now you're going to a whole different topic.
No, but they need it. The women and
how
the men.
How to be a gentleman?
Yeah, a gentleman.
A man who is gentle.
Yes.
Not a gentleman.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a play on words.
But that's, some of the women, I was going to say some of us, but some of the women prefer.
Yeah, like
but like I said to Stania, everybody, I told Stania, I said, based on the text and the comments and all of that stuff, we need a show on Mama's Boys because they're coming in hot and strong. A lot of these situations are coming from...
What about daddy's girls too now?
You know something? The girls... It is the mothers who coddle their daughters who cause issues. The daddy's girls, I find to be a bit more balanced. They're not as drastic as a mama's boy.
Anyhow, you know what? We coming back to that. Let me try to get you.
And sex education.
It's done 2:02. It's 2:02. This is looking like I must need to go 2 hours. So why do I need must be a 2 hour show? Anyway, let's go. All right. So we already said that they see the value, reminds them of mother. Okay, a text message came in and said, I would prefer a woman like Beyonce who would forgive me for stepping out to, as opposed to Michelle Obama. Okay.
Man,
I
what?
Mean, you get listen, I ain't taking it on.
All right then.
Okay. Anyhow, let me go into what kind of man or what the characteristics of this man who usually is attracted to this woman. See, I be doing little work now. I be doing work for this show.
Mm-hmm. I see you with your big book.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Hello. Okay, so for starters, this man is typically a traditional man. He's a provider and a protector. And that's why he's drawn to her, because he needs to provide and protect. He's usually actually a successful man, believe it or not. Normally he's a successful man. However, this man sometimes this they can't receive this one functions from a place. So I'm notice
a
I
mummy wound.
No, Heather, what is with you with mummy with mama's boys? That is not Heather. Heather, who hurt you?
No, because everybody wants to. They keep messaging me, but. You know something? We have all had an experience of
what's
a mama's boy.
What's going on? Ain't nobody hurt me.
Carry this, on smartly.
This water bottle getting to you, eh?
Yeah, this is my...
What's really going on, Heather?
This is my strong water.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hi, Eddie. Eddie says a sex education show would be very nice. Yes. Okay. Like I was saying...
Go ahead.
This man is a traditional man. He's a provider, a protector. He's usually a successful man. However, he functions from a place of insecurity. Okay, guys? Because what I've noticed between... The difference between the two women is that one needs the man. And the other one
wants
the man. This man needs to be needed. Now, he also... has a poor view of women. He sees women as bad. And I've noticed, guys, see, I'm lowering my voice because I'm being very honest here. I feel like a lot, and I could be wrong, Stanley is open to being wrong, a lot of Bahamian men as bad. Now, it could be many things going on. And as a matter of fact, the caller or the text message person said it. He said that his mother said, right? What I've noticed is that, like, for us, Heather, a lot of the women, they did not tell us some stuff. Like, I feel like they left out plenty of things.
A lot of things, and we had to learn on our own, too.
Mm-hmm. But the average male person, a man told them. Like, I remember talking to this guy, and he said how he must be with something he was doing around the house, and this older man, I don't know why the older man was there, and he must be was giving the girlfriend, wife, or something,
money. And so he was talking with the older man. He said, I give her money every week. And the older man said, you shouldn't do that. She's going to use you. And from that day, the man stopped giving this woman the money. And by the way, this woman is very, she feels very bad, very bad. It's not a good relationship at all. For the most part, the older men told the younger men a lot of stories. So that's one reason.
Based on their experiences.
Based on their experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously, like, to me, Bahamian women are not very, they're not viewed as honorable or good women. You get what I'm saying? Like, they're bad.
Mm. And
they also, it also comes from the experience with their mother. They saw women being bad, okay? They saw women out here tricking guys, having sex with guys.
I mean, and that's kind of obvious, eh?
Yeah, and women, this your work. This is why when we see or when I hear mothers, they got their child staying with this boyfriend and one big bunch of foolishness. Some boy children, since we're talking about this, they have watched their mothers have a revolving door of Negroes, of man, in and out.
Mm-hmm.
So women too, if I'm talking to you right now, if I'm talking to you and you got one big bunch of man in and out your house, your children are watching. You are teaching your children.
What to...
And it's a negative lesson that you are doing.
Even with how they're treated.
Yes.
Not just the fact that your mother slept around.
Yes.
It's the fact that your mother was...
I get into that now.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So one is that their mother... or a close relative, somebody who was close to the family, they watched this. They also had a bad experience with women, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Also, because this man also, he ain't pulled these insecurities out his bottom now. You understand there's a reason, and this is what the show is about, guys. I'm trying to share. This man, too, was hurt from his mother. His mother did not love him right. A lot of times too, you know, I kind of doing here then with the mama's boys, but it's a real thing where some of these boy children run in the home. These mothers act as though the boy child is their man. You understand what I'm saying? They assign this role from a child.
And I hate to hear that. Oh, your son could be the man of the house. No, he's not. No, the blankie's not. No. No, he's going to. Anyway, I digress.
Okay, and yes, and guess what? Because we talk about, oh, the man is da, da, da. But most of these men, they grew up with their mother and their grandmothers. We raised them like this.
Mm-hmm.
We did it.
Men.
We are mother.
Mm-hmm. Carry on.
Let me read this.
Take two breathers. Okay. Two breathers.
Anyway, because... yeah, my anxiety done going up. Okay. Anyway, text message. I understand Heather's frustrations because those mama's boys would screw their moms if they could and vice versa. Ooh. A lot of those moms trained their
Brittany, sons that was a bomb.
To be there. She on the phone. Somebody on the line. Hey, Brittany. Okay. Train their sons to be their surrogate. See what I just say? Surrogate husbands. Mm-hmm. Emotional incest. Yes.
You see why you need a show for that? Because there are many women.
Yes.
There are many women that are affected by this one type of man.
Yes.
And we, as women, raising the men.
We are raising now.
It's cyclic.
Yes.
Okay, then.
This is what I'm saying. I mean, I'm talking about the guys. That's why I say they did not pull this insecurity out of the air. You get what I'm saying?
To have these insecurities.
Anyway, the next text before I get to the call. Hey, this might not be what you're talking about. What is this now? But just wanted to know from you hold on. See, the sex show is needed. How long is too long to withhold sex from your husband, a woman who didn't have to work for a boss? Listen, I already know these chicks out here, these women out here. I tell you guys, I hear with y'all, yeah? Plenty of women out here using
men.
Their tonka-tonks like a bargaining thing, a form of discipline and punishment.
I disagree with that, yeah.
That's your business.
Yeah.
Now, we go into the little, you can tell me why you disagree afterwards. Let's go. Let's go.
No, I agree with you, meaning I disagree that you're holding from your husband.
Yes.
I think that's silly anyway.
I'm telling you.
And then they wonder why the man step out.
As I say, we talk about men, but listen, men have been hurt, one.
Yes,
and two, women, we full of crap.
I ain't gonna lie.
Listen, anyway, call her with a caller. Who is this on the line now? Brittany, send him.
You want some green water?
No, I want no green water. Hi, caller, go ahead.
Hi, Stanya.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Enjoying this conversation and to your guests in studio.
Thank you.
You know, this is a conversation that should have been had a very long time ago, and it's amazing how you start with one topic and it gets possibly spiraled into other subject matters that is very important to not just our relationships, like platonic relationships, but also marriages.
Right.
You know, it's really interesting. I'm really loving the show today.
Thank you.
Stanya, you talk about single-parent homes where you either have daughters inside the house watching, whether it's the mother or a son in the home watching his mother do his thing as well. What's particularly interesting in this dynamic is this is why a lot of guys, if you listen to them carefully, they do not like to get involved with women who have children already.
Yes.
Because the disrespect level,
you just
after they get
something.
A certain age, they start telling you all kinds of things that's very hurtful to the man's ego.
Yes.
Especially if the man has been there when their father was absent, when the biological father was absent in their lives, helped to spend on them, groom them, do everything for them, but at the end of the day, turns around and tell that man in the street, you can't tell me nothing because you're not my father. That is very hurtful. And the mother stands there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And allows the child to get away with it, especially the boy children.
Child. Yes, sir.
You know, what is so amazing is you're so right where the boy child in the house, because he's empowered by what his mother then trains him directly, indirectly in the home.
Yes.
He feels that, hey, he's the young cub, so he must challenge the older lion in the house. And then for the mother to tell the husband, listen, before he go, you go.
Right.
Let me tell you something. I've heard it. I've seen
all
it.
All the time.
It has happened to me.
All the time.
I can tell you, it is not a good place for a man to be. A man is as strong as the foundation that is supporting him.
Thank you,
many women want husbands, but many women do not support their husbands in the manner that they should. Withholding sex is a weapon.
Yes.
And that weapon, it is not a want that a man is required. It is a need.
Oh, happy
and until
that.
Many of our women are educated and go close across the board, because society, in my closing remark, society has this thing portrayed as being victims.
Right.
But many women perpetrate a lot of the hurts in these marriages and these relationships where women do not want to accept responsibility for what is going on in many relationships. They talk about, hey, right now when something goes wrong, yes, the man. We got to fix this and put responsibility where it's supposed to be, okay? That's all I'm going to say on this, but very interesting conversation.
Yes,
I love it. Continue the great work.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah.
I love that call.
Yeah.
I love that call.
See, one of my good friends, this my friend. This my friend and I never been mad, but we've been friends from school. Hi, Tia. And y'all need to go check out Tia. Tia, you must need, don't even know Tia Candle. But Tia, it's Friday Best Fish on Thursdays. I just saying Tia's. Someone sent Tia a message. Say your friend Stania is off the chain today. Hello. So hi, Tia friend. All right then. Okay. Now listen, the gentleman just now, he's so correct. I have heard guys say that they don't even like to date women who have sons. One of my male friends, he say, boy, Stanya, I don't even date. I don't mind a woman who have children, but I don't date woman who have sons because it's always a competition. That's one. Second thing the gentleman said, he talked about, okay, sex, that man needs sex. And, you know, I think sometimes it's hard for us as women to kind of digest that, because not saying that we don't like to have sex, guys, but like I was like, we all have to have it. And I think
it's
women,
the double standard of knowing that a woman can speak freely of it.
But not only that, Heather, you know what, though?
What?
Jess says, okay, we don't understand, like, it's acceptance, it's the intimacy.
Women need
wanted.
It, too.
But hold on now. Our form of sex is money. So, guys, I need y'all to understand.
The currency.
Too.
The transaction.
No, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because, see, y'all money, man, that's y'all vagina. Yes. Y'all ain't ready for that conversation. But money for a woman, all women like money. And money for a woman is security and safety. So, I just wanted to say that just as sex represents something for a man, that man providing
security for a good
I just wanted to say that.
Good woman is those things. Yes.
Okay. And by the way, guys, I've been online. I didn't even tell you all this. I was online on Facebook watching. So, yeah, you can watch me on Facebook.
All right. So let's hurry up, get back.
On Tell It to Stanny on Facebook.
That's right. Tell It to Stanny on Facebook. Also, on my private page. But I don't know, because y'all is friend me. Hi. Like, anyway, let me stay focused. Yeah, man. Let me go. Okay. All right. I mean, I may be running away the poison. Why are you really supposed to talk? Anyway, let me stay focused. Okay, yeah. So he sees this one.
You can run what's supposed to be yours next.
That is true.
Okay, then.
That's true. Mm-hmm. They see us valuable. That's what we're talking about. Oh, no, we don't finish with that. We're talking about the kind of man. See, I get sidetracked, man. See how this man is getting
too much
up my head, man. Yeah, because this is how much I know. I'm a writer.
The last mad scientist.
Yes, I am. Well, you know that. You know, most of my clients, they think I crazy at first, and then they say, after that, that's be the first thing they think I crazy. Then the second thing is, okay, no, she
ain't too bad.
Yeah, she look like she know a little something.
She make my crazy look okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving right on. Okay, yes. So this man, what is this now? Hold on, man. And I can't even tell you, come look inside this book. Because this ain't even going to make sense to you either. Right now, you must see them zoom past the dog on the thing. Where you going now? Oh, gosh. I got to really organize myself. But, you know, there's actually a method to the madness. Don't worry, guys. I'm coming right now, okay? Y'all just...
So, you guys who are on Tell It to Stania's page, while Stania is looking for her notes in her 200,000 pages book, please share some ideas and some topics that will be interesting to tap into. So we already know we have two good ones already.
You see,
it's time to have sex. Boogle.
Look, okay. I could leave you. You could host the show. Okay.
No, I don't need nobody judging me. That's the same reason why we don't like talk about sex. Because when you talk about sex, the people them think is a
big juicer. The bad woman. Okay.
Okay.
Let's go now. Yeah. So this man, like I said, he his traditional provider, oftentimes he functions from a place of insecurity. He thinks that the woman will leave him. Okay, he's afraid of that, actually. He's very afraid of that. Mm. And he's always thinking, like I said, that women are bad. His mom, in many cases, was a bad woman, or a woman close to him was a quote-unquote, he had a bad experience. Okay, so he doesn't have a good view of what a healthy relationship also looks like. All right, this man, he needs to be needed, okay? When he's needed, he feels valued. He's never really been loved right. He's not been loved right. And even though this man, he won't see this. This man who I'm talking to, they could brush this off. They like the feeling of being in control too. But they don't see themselves as being controlling, but they are. Okay, guys, you are. This is the man too. When they get this woman, they just load that woman up with children.
Ooh.
Ting-um. Drop the bomb, Brittany.
Ting-um.
Ting-um them. Drop the bomb.
Now the people can come for you and say, well, I wanted to have them kids for my husband.
You know why? You know why he liked to load up with children too?
Keep them busy, man.
Yes.
Jeepers.
Give you something to do. Stay your hip home.
So I could do what busy. I gotta do?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Okay, what do you say? What about the spiteful woman who uses the children against the father who wants to be? Man, see, y'all giving me some good things, man.
The people's them are hurting. There are topics that need to be touched that people do not wish to touch.
Yes. Now, let me go. So y'all hear what this man is like. He is, right, he doesn't see himself as controlling, but he is controlling. Okay, and he's controlling too because he's a bit insecure. We went over why he's insecure. And him having insecurities, guys, we all have insecurities. That doesn't make him a weak person. We all have insecurities. I'm running because I'm afraid. You get what I'm saying? We all have our insecurities. This is what I'm trying to say to you guys. So I'm saying this. This is not like a blemish on this type of person. I'm mentioning it because it's incumbent upon all of us to do the work. Our relationships have been failing. And even though we say we have the things that we want, we don't have what we need and we're still unhappy. Okay? That's why I'm doing this show, because men...
And women,
but men hurt too. We, like the caller say, I can't tell you how many times we act as though like only us been hurt, when there are men who have been hurt, where we have done guys dirty too.
Mm-hmm.
We've been manipulative and we have been bad women, and we don't take ownership for that. And that's another thing with this quote-unquote good woman. I forgot to say this. Remember when I said that she would hurt this man? She feels a sense of justification. So let's say the man stepped out on her. She feels like she'll do the nastiest thing. I mean, expose the man, do whatever. And she would say, yeah, but you make me do that because this is what you did. No. No, Heather. And we all been guilty. No. That's your husband. Protect your husband. We will expose this man. We'll put his business out there. We'll hurt him. Even if we even destroy ourselves. Women have been evil and wicked. I'm sorry, but I have to say it, guys. We've been evil and wicked. I just saying.
You see it all the time on TikTok.
Yes. Now, let me read this proverb.
And then they make up.
I ready for y'all. Okay, guys. I'm reading this because, and I know this independent, quote unquote, independent woman, I'm out to speak a little loud, a little bit, right? And that's why sometimes y'all can't deal with her. She comes bearing a whole lot of gifts, guys. She comes with gifts. I am doing this show because I don't want y'all to be with these other women who manipulating y'all. Seriously. Because y'all deserve better and more. And then y'all still got to step out and get the things that y'all really need. Okay? And then you're stuck with these people and unhappy. When I did that exercise a few weeks back, most of the men, which you're not telling your wife, they said they was unhappy. Most of them was not happy. Let me read the Proverbs 31 woman. Now, the Ephesians 5 woman, that is where they talk about women being submissive. I'm saying this because that's what men will, okay, they want this submissive woman. That's the woman that they that y'all normally talk about, this submissive woman. Even though it's only a couple little verses with the Ephesians 5 woman. But the Proverbs 31, you got verse after verse after verse talking about this woman. Again here, let's go, y'all. Proverbs 31, verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. By the way, because see, y'all think I just don't do my homework. See, Stanley has come across a little ditzy, but he ain't nothing ditzy about this chick. I did the research. They said that some of the rubies, I say how much a ruby costs, I say from $1 to $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
It varies. Well, how do you go about, what's the difference? Some rubies, they made in the lab, but the set that you got to actually go through and find and mine.
Mm-hmm.
So right away, this woman been through some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This woman who y'all want throw away.
Built under pressure.
Mm-hmm. This woman been through some stuff. The woman that y'all don't see, who y'all say she's a bad woman.
They say she too much.
Or she been through some stuff, guys.
Mm-hmm.
But I could tell you, my mommy was a hard mouthed woman. I can tell you all a word lie. She was a hard mouthed woman. When she met my stepdad, Dennis Marshall. Hello, Dennis.
She softened right up.
Yes. It was the best years of my mommy's life. And he stayed with her.
Till the day
she died.
Mm-hmm.
My stepmommy, see, they get mad with me, but I can't talk my client's business, so I just can't talk my business. My stepmommy, she's a powerhouse. Powerhouse. I mean, things that happen to her again and again. I never see my stepmommy fault. I never see her fall. I ain't going to call her name because people know her. Although if you know me, then you know what I'm talking about. There was an incident that happened. I remember this. She's a tough woman. Very tough woman. Given woman, but she tough. So we was at this funeral of a close person, a person close to her. And I looked over and I saw her laying in my father's arms. In that moment, that's the first time I ever see my stepmommy sad, cry, not quote unquote strong. But in that moment, I realized what my father was to her. He was a safe space. He could calm that tigress. He could calm that lioness. In that moment, I saw mm-hmm. her. She was the most beautiful.
Vulnerable.
So, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But this woman, trust me, guys, y'all got the power.
To
y'all do
that stroke.
Have the power.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all. Y'all could do it. Y'all got the power. We need y'all.
But these type of men, going back to it, these type of men ain't going to be able to handle that.
But guess what? It don't be these controlling woman, controlling man, what has calmed that woman's spirit, you know? I realize.
Very laid back, eh?
I telling you. Ah! I'm telling you.
Whoa,
but then see, but as women, we gotta recognize that man too, though.
Yeah, because
we gotta recognize, because you done talking about these bad boys too, and I watching you.
Yay.
I watching you. Anyhow, let me go on. Let me hurry read this, because I done almost out of time. Okay. Verse 11, because I done read 10. her heart of her husband, daughter doeth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do this, but she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Men, y'all with women who done mash y'all up to pieces. These same good woman. You hear what I say? Proverbs 31. Yeah, we looking at the Ephesians 5 woman, but we looking at the Proverbs 31 woman. She will do him good and not evil all, not some, all the days of her life. If your wife ain't protecting you, you with the wrong woman. If she exposing you, the wrong woman. If she putting you in danger, she in the, you with the wrong woman.
You just going on.
What? Let's go on now. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. This woman is work.
This is Esther you're referring to, you know.
Anyhow, I know.
Okay.
She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her husband and a portion to her maiden. She's serving her man. She's serving her man. Shall I like to serve, man? I ain't saying nothing. Oh. I don't tell you all stand
with a tray.
That's right, because I extra. And see, the two woman is the woman, she extra bad, but she extra in every way. Let's go. She considereth a field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. She planteth a vineyard. This woman is a businesswoman. Y'all talking about woman who got these high-profile job and this layout in Proverbs 31?
Oh.
Y'all only want to go and look at Ephesians 5? Then, verse after verse after verse. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. This woman got a brain. Her candle goeth not out by night. This woman be waking. And she ain't just waking for herself. She waking for you. And women, I talking to y'all because you know, and I guilty too. You know how we like keep our money, ain't never want to spend a dollar. You hear what they say? Women?
Mm-hmm.
She doing the work for her family, for her husband too. He's the provider, he's the leader. But she out there helping her husband. Help. She ain't just trying to do, put this little stash away for herself. What voice I saw, and I don't forget where I was. Oh, okay, number 18 or 10. She perceiveth that the merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle or the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yet she reaches forth her hands to the needy. This woman is a kind woman. Some of y'all, even y'all who in the church, y'all ministers.
Church
let me
politics.
Go to y'all now.
Church and politics.
That's right. Let me listen. Politics, church, y'all wife, some of y'all wife ain't nothing nice for them. And ain't nobody like them. But because this woman done come across like she innocent, y'all think people only being mean to her? No, they dead terrible. They terrible, dead bad. They terrible, Heather.
I have no comment.
Brittany, I say they terrible. Okay. But y'all see as innocent, and once again, because she's the victim, y'all thinking, you know, people just being mean to her. No, people ain't just being mean to her. She is nasty. She mean. And she come across like she nice. She mean. Anyhow. Let me go on. See, just the extraness in me right now. I go on. Let me go on. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. Brittany, I got an extra 5 minutes. I'm even checking for you over there. Number 22. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. The woman well-dressed and look good. The woman look good. The woman look good.
She don't just pass. She okay. She's attractive.
Her husband is known in the gates where he sitteth among the elders of the land. Men too, are you someone who is respected? Come on now. She maketh slitheth and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing.
Mm.
And she shall rejoice. One bomb coming in a minute, Brittany. Hold on. I gotta let you know the bomb coming in a minute.
Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom. Women, we gotta know how to tame our big mouth.
Yes.
And her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household. That's what I say. She's taking care of her household too. And eateth not the bread of idleness. Listen, this woman was made to be your helpmate. Y'all around here talking, y'all got these women who ain't got no value, ain't doing nothing to y'all. Ain't pouring nothing into your life. When Adam, listen,
Eve came there to be a helpmate. Is your wife, your girlfriend pouring into you? Is she helping you accomplish a goal? You got the house, she make it home. Women, we reproduce what was given to us. We take the sperm, we make the babies. Is your woman good to you? Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. You have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, that's why I tell you all, I ain't no woman of church, but I's a woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
I's a woman of God. I got my finger up, y'all can't see me. I's a woman of God.
The church finger up.
That's right. Let's go. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise him in the gates. Drop the bomb, please, Brittany, for the Proverbs 31 woman.
All right.
Listen, I got to get out of here. Okay? I got to get out of here, guys. Y'all done had me acting the fool. I done raised my voice. I done try talk to y'all. Men, I here for y'all. I here for the man's them either. I come to free y'all soul from these women where they show up acting like they good and decent. When y'all think the other said don't be good and decent.
Sour juju.
This is what I trying to say. Okay, guys? This is what I trying to say to y'all. It's now time for y'all to pick the right woman. Pick the right woman. Pick the right woman, y'all. Brittany, don't tell me I got to get off the air. Once again, guys, if you want to sponsor Tell It to Stania, and Tell It to Stania is sponsored from by Danik. If you want spiritual advice, that's right, give Danik a call. All right, I got to get together. 8220787. That's what I got to get together. If you want to sponsor the show, please message me. See, someone was supposed to sponsor and they swing me. I ain't got all their name. Gaudy Grandson. I ain't got to call your name. Gaudy Grandson, you tell me you're sponsoring the show. I ain't never hear back from you. I ain't going to call your name. I ain't going to tell him I is a police officer, too.
Oh, boy.
I ain't going to call your name. Gaudy Grandson. That's all I got to say. Guys, this show is for you. You want to sponsor the show, guys, if you have an event. You see all these people who's been listening to this show? This show for y'all and for me. This how I see it, too. Give me a call, 451-6767. 451-6767. Also, tell it to Stania on Facebook. Y'all like my page. You're a little struggly. I must see only, I know if I got 100 people. I know y'all watching, but you're a little struggly. Try to go like Tell It to Stania page, okay? And message me. Don't message me for foolishness. 451-6767. Also want to say happy belated birthday to my good, decent sister, Pina Davis, whose birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday, Pina. Love you. My birthday coming up, y'all know. I could be the big 5-0. I accept gifts. And I don't tell y'all all woman like money. That's all I got to say. Brittany, take me out. I out of here. Bye.
Let's find out together.